Hi, I'm Jennifer Pamelano, and you're listening to the Buzzerblog podcast. In this episode, we're going to listen to excerpts from interviews with three conductorettes, Pearl Wadham, Vilma Westerholm, and Edra McLeod. They were three of the 180 women who were hired to work on streetcars during the Second World War. The women were kept on after the war, but no more women were hired until 1975 to operate transit vehicles. They blazed a trail for other women, though as you'll hear, they weren't exactly comfortable being known as trailblazers. The recordings that you'll hear were done in 1981 by the Vancouver Historical Society for an oral history project. The interviewer is Richard Payment. Thanks very much to the Society who's given us kind permission to make this podcast. We'll start with the interview from Pearl Wadham.
Why the streetcars?
Well, I applied for two. The post office and the streetcars, and they both came in the same time. And I thought the streetcars was better, and I give my girlfriend the post office job.
What year would it have been that they started hiring women?
1944. Uh-huh. And no, I enjoyed it. There wasn't a day in my life that I ever resented going to work. Yeah. Whether it was the people or whether it was the moving or what it was, I couldn't say. I used to be job steward for the girls. Job steward was where you took all their, anything one had any trouble. And this one time, after the war was over, this girl got pregnant. And so they fired her. And so I went up to the union and I said, just because she had an accident is no sign you have to fire her. He says, but she's pregnant. I said, after 14 years of married life, if that isn't an accident, I don't know what it is.
What happened?
She got backed on.
Why did you stay on the job when the war finished?
I liked it. And the money was good. I had to pay the rent. So, as I say, I wasn't married in those days, and it was an income.
What did you, what were you getting out of the job? You went to that job every day, or every working day for 8 years. Were there times when you said, this is why I'm doing this job, these sort of things?
No.
What was the reward back besides the money?
None.
Just the money?
Yeah. It was work. Yeah. Because, should I say I wasn't too bright, I couldn't take a steno job or anything like that. The only thing I knew was direct selling and streetcars. So it was the easiest of the two. And I wasn't over ambitious. I knew I'd never become president or anything like that. I knew that. But it was a job. And then you get in a rut, and this is what you do.
How do you feel about the idea of that you and the other ladies who were conductors opened that whole job up to women?
Never thought of it. Because they didn't have enough men to go around. That's the only reason that they took on women.
Vilma Westerholm was another of the conductorettes who operated a transit vehicle from 1944 till 1976.
1940, January 1944 I started. And as I said, there were a lot of girls on during the war, but when their husbands came back, a lot of them stopped. They didn't want to go on the buses. Well, some of them just didn't seem to care about driving buses, being by themselves. But I was waiting for that because I loved driving anyway, and I thought, gee, that's just great. Because you're more control, you have control of it, you know, you don't have to worry about what the motorman's gonna say or putting in bells or things like that. You're on your own, and as long as you did your work, they never bothered you.
But you enjoyed the actual driving through traffic?
Oh, sure, traffic never bothered me, never. And when I started in around 1951 there on the buses, it was really snowing in the wintertime and foggy. They used to leave their their cars right in the middle of the street, you know, in those days.
Why?
Because they couldn't get anywhere. They wouldn't have snow tires, and then and they couldn't see because it was so foggy, and so you had to be careful when you came along, just to make sure that there wasn't a stranded car sitting in front of you, and that was really something.
You remember being in the situation of street cars? Remember the fog then?
Oh yes, it was foggy. But during the war, we used to have the blinds down, you know, inside the streetcars.
Why?
Because you weren't allowed to have any lights showing, so we used to have the blinds down. It's just a precaution, just in case there was an enemy plane above. And then there'd be a lot of people going by streetcar to entertain in different places, you know. And they'd get on the streetcars and they'd get out the old accordion and they would be playing away, and they'd go right, and the people would go right to the end of the line and back again just because there was somebody playing on the streetcars and they were singing. It was really quite a jolly time, you know, because it didn't affect us that much. The war didn't, you know, we worked, and of course we worked hard because the Boeings and all those places where they had night shift. We'd be crowded. I worked till 4 o'clock in the morning most of the time during that time. And
for some reason, I always thought they wouldn't let the women work at night.
Oh, sure. Well, the streetcars went for until about 4 o'clock, and then they started around 5 again, as far as I can remember.
Yeah.
And I worked all kinds of night shift. I didn't know any better until years later, and then I thought, well, I'll try it. Now I got lots of seniority. I can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started getting up early in the morning, well, that was kind of nice, too, because I used to have the Stanley Park run. I'd be the first bus out in Stanley Park, and it was so nice getting down there in the fresh air in the summer, and so I liked that. That was a lot of fun. I spent 20 years on Main Street. It was called the Main Street Kid then, and then I spent another 10 years on Stanley Park. Called the old girl then. Yeah. They used to say when I was young, they used to say, why aren't you home minding your kids, you know? Later on they were saying, why aren't you home minding your grandchildren?
Finally, let's hear from conductorette Idra McLeod, who retired in the late 70s too.
Well, I was different. I was a completely different person when I was driving, when I was up front. It's strange, I can't explain it.
You mean different from what I'm seeing now?
Different from what I was when I was at home or off the job or whatever. People were always liking to, they still say, I meet somebody and they say, oh, that's the gal that drove the bus. Well, she doesn't look like a bus driver. Oh, I don't look like a mother, and I didn't look like a grandmother. You know, I don't know what... I'm a Gemini, I guess, and I've got two faces. I don't know. But it was something different. I don't know what role I felt myself in. I was making a living in...
How do you feel about being identified by your job? Because I'm talking to you because you were drove buses in the mm-hmm. car, not because of any other reason.
Well, I decided one day that I'm not just a bus driver. I'm Idra McLeod, and I think I was a late bloomer, really. I was very quiet and quite shy. I haven't gone into this. I'm going to have to think about it. My granddaughter introduces me to her friends as her grandmother and her friend. And she wants to be like her grandmother. I say I wasn't like that when I was young, but it's pretty heavy when somebody's patterning her. Because of, she came out the last day for a ride, it was in the summer, and she said that she has, her grandmother is a living legend. Somebody told her this. She was only about 12 or 13 at the time. She's 18 now. Now I feel good about myself, and I attribute a great deal to the job I had. I don't know how much further I can go. I just know I'm a bit of a pet around the job because I'm still known by everybody. You know, I became just a
living legend
or whatever.